You're listening to SBS News.
An hour's drive north of London, Luton is a culturally diverse working class town. There's a large South Asian community here, and less than half of residents identify as white British. Luton is Labour country. Party activist Yaqub Hanif explains why.
You know, it was a Conservative government that was in charge when partition happened. So my father had to endure the rivers of blood speech by Enoch Powell, yeah, the race riots of the 70s. So there has been a strong tradition amongst the, you know, migrant communities from the BME background to vote Labour.
Around 10% of registered voters in the 2017 general election were from ethnic minority backgrounds. That's a total of 4.8 million people. 77% of their votes went to the Labour Party. One in five Labour voters was from a minority background compared to one in every 20 Conservative voters. Some experts believe it's that gap in minority support that cost Theresa May a parliamentary majority. Yet this year, the Tories' target voter is a white Brexit supporter in the north of England, dubbed the Workington Man. Dr. Zubaydah Haque works for the Runnymede Trust, a racial equality think tank which analyses voter data.
It indicates to some extent that the Conservative Party have shifted more to the right, and it also raises concerns about whether they're actually abandoning the ethnic minority voter, in particular the Muslim voters and the more visible minorities.
South of Luton is Watford. It's a marginal seat won by the Conservatives at the last election. Around a quarter of voters here are from black and Asian backgrounds. Local Tory campaigners think it's unfair to say the party doesn't make efforts to appeal to minorities. Benita Meter Palmer is the director of Modern Britain, a centre-right group working to increase Conservative support in diverse communities.
I think that's a lazy assumption to make. I think that Boris Johnson was clear in how proud he was to make sure his cabinet was the most diverse in history. And I think having people like the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, the Chancellor, Sajid Javid, the party chairman, James Cleverly, being ethnic minority faces, shows that we've made real progress over the last decade.
Labour has been keen to remind voters of Boris Johnson's history of controversial racial statements. He once wrote that women in burqas look like letterboxes. But will those comments change any minds? Shagun Akandi normally votes Conservative and will likely do so again next week.
I've never thought he's racist, to be honest with you. I think he can be rather careless with his words, but I think he's been perceived as racist now because he's had to get a cabinet to get Brexit done, as he always says. But I think, and that's my concern, I think he's surrounded by right-wingers.
Dr. Haque from the Runnymede Trust says parties need to remember that courting the ethnic minority vote requires more than targeted campaigning every few years.
Voters are also looking at parties in the long term. They don't just vote on the election stunts and strategies in the next couple of weeks. They will also be looking at those parties and thinking, what has that party done for me?
Britain's only going to become more diverse, and while the Conservatives are on course to win this election, reaching beyond the party's traditional base is becoming increasingly important. In Luton, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.